Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 5. I trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. Lost and saved people alike understand, for the most part still, what Resurrection Day is. The angel told those women who came early that morning, "He is not here. He is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay." I'll tell you, we have a hope that transcends this reality. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. You know, it's the same word they preached in open-air meetings when they could not find buildings big enough to house the people in this country. It's called the Great Awakenings. They couldn't find buildings big enough. Now we have to worry about whether anybody's going to show up at all sometimes. People are so busy running after the movie or after the sale at the local store where they're giving you twice as much off on your bill because it's Easter Sunday. And you know which companies have lost the plot because they're open today. Some of them still understand there was something very sacred, and that tells you who the machinery is up on top. Not so much about the people down on the grassroots. The Bible says, he said, "Will you be made whole?" And the man told him, "Every time I tried to get this thing figured out, somebody got before me." And Jesus simply looked at him at verse 8. He says, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." That is a good word. In fact, it's very interesting because it suggests what's going to come later in the passage. Rise. Do you know there's a song that I just love to hear? I love to sing it. It's a wonderful song. It says, "I will rise when he calls my name." It's a good song. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, you do not have to look at this world as if this is all there is. You can let go of it and say, "I'm going to take the Lord Jesus by the hand." The Bible says, rise. So I would say to you, wherever you are, rise, take up your bed, and walk. Okay? Now, when you see this, you might put a little star by it for your reference in the future. Because this little verse right here, this man did not ask Jesus to save him or to heal him. But somehow Jesus looked at this man and knew that he would be willing to be saved. You see, what Jesus did in the highways and byways was not behind a curtain. In other words, he did it openly. He walked in the midst of the streets. The Bible talks about him going places and he healed everyone. I mean, it's like, and this guy, you know, he's been taking notes. He's at the pool of Bethesda. He's thinking, "I need to be healed. I need mercy. Would somebody please have some mercy?" This guy says, "You know, I know who this is." But Jesus had not yet revealed himself to him. That's why he didn't ask him. But he knew he would be if he knew. Because he healed him. And the Bible says after he healed him, that this man was told to take up his bed and walk. And this caused a big brouhaha. Can I just tell you, sometimes when you get saved, there might be a little brouhaha. It was a little uproar in society. Why? Because it was a Sabbath day. And as it being a Sabbath day, they weren't supposed to be picking stuff up and carrying it. Because the Pharisees, the spiritual police in the room, were saying, "You can only do this and you can only do that." And they had every I dotted and every T crossed. And as a result of that, he picks up his bed, he walks because he's been told to, and he realizes all of a sudden, "Hey, I can." And as he carries his bed out of the midst of the infirm and the weak and the sickly, he's got a new what? A new walk. Rise and walk. Now, I don't know where you are today, but maybe somewhere back there you did say, "I will take Jesus as my Savior," but you didn't hear the rest. You know, rise, take up your bed and walk. Stop laying in that bed of sin and shame and walk, he says. The Bible says that he did exactly what Jesus told him to do. He took up his bed and he walked. I like that. You know, when I got right with the Lord, I didn't know much at first. I knew when I read the little tracts as an 8 or 9 year old boy that I wanted to be saved. And you know why I wanted to be saved? because I didn't want to go to hell. Now, I don't care what the Pope says. Man's a foolish man if he said what they say he said. He's a foolish man, and frankly, I believe what God is doing in our generation is he's making it clear to all of us what's really going on. He's showing us what's going on in the religious world between people cutting people's heads off and people declaring that there is no hell. He's telling us what's going on in the political world where we have all of the power in the world to change some huge things that have gone sideways, and we're not getting it done because God is saying, I just want you to know, spotlight, zoom, look, here's your people, and they're saying they're going to do one thing and they don't do it. This is your world. And God's saying, I'm not pulling any punches. I'm being very honest with you. I'm telling you the truth. Your world is broken, fallen, flawed, and it's on its way to destruction. And there is a way out. Just like God did when there was a flood in Noah's day. He said, Noah, I want you to build me an ark. And he said, it's going to rain. And a little bit of insight behind the curtain, it had never rained before. That was the first time it ever rained, was when it started raining in Noah's day. And he told them that he was going to make it rain. And he gave Noah 120 years to build that ark. Because that's a big boat. If you want to see a life-size depiction of it, you can go down to Kentucky, just over the border. There's a big ark down there. It is huge. And as a result of that building, people were saying, what are you doing? Well, I'm building an ark. What's that? What? It's awful big. Yeah. Why? Because it's going to rain. Going to rain? That's crazy. Yeah, well, God told me it's going to rain. He told me exactly how to build this ark. And I'm building it to his dimensions because he tells me I'm going to have to save two of every living creature and seven of some. And we're going to have some sacrifices on the other side. And he had 120 years to make it clear. Do you know it was told to everybody by the time it came? People were living a long time. You say 120 years, he'd be dead. No, no, no. They lived a lot longer before it rained. Okay, because the world was different back then. I just tell you, there was a picture on National Enquirer about 30 years ago, maybe 40 years ago. Some of you say, was there a world 40 years ago? No, I'm just... But long time ago, picture on the National Enquirer of Michael Jackson sleeping in a tube. People are like, what? And what he had was a hyperbaric chamber. That's what they put athletes in to heal their wounds. When they break something in the NFL, they put them in a hyperbaric chamber. It facilitates healing. You heal almost overnight. It's remarkable. You remember little baby Jessica who fell down in the well back in the 90s. You may have read about that. Her whole leg was black. You know, she had been in there so long, the circulation, it looked like she was going to lose her whole leg. She ended up losing one toe because of a hyperbaric chamber. Isn't that crazy? That's the world that before the flood. That's why they lived so long. You say there's an exclamation point for every question mark you might have. How could they have lived that long? Well, because the world was different back then. And as a result of that 120 years, they had every question answered. You're getting your questions answered. One religious leader says there's no hell. Another one said, if you don't convert, we're going to cut your head off. You're getting your questions answered. Let me tell you, Jesus said, and it still remains true, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Isn't that good to know? Rise, take up your bed, get out of the sin sickness you're lying in, and walk, he said, because I make that possible for you. Well, this man did rise. It stirred things up. It made a real uproar in society because the spiritual police were coming around and said, you can't do that. The Bible says in verse 10, it says, the Jews said unto him that was cured, it is a Sabbath day. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed. Isn't that interesting? Not lawful. What are you doing? I love his answer. He said, he that made me whole, the same said, take up your bed and walk. I'm listening to him. I'm going with him. Aren't you going with the person who's going to take care of all your infirmities? Amen. Let me ask you this, Mom. Aren't you going to go with the one who's going to take care of your baby's life in the future and in eternity? Aren't you going with him? Can I just appeal to our ladies today? Because sometimes we lose the plot so badly that society squeezes us into its mold. No, we need to be as Deborah said. She said, I am a mother in Israel. That means you just were telling them what was right, wrong. You were pointing them in the right direction. You spent all your time pouring into them because you didn't want one of your seed to be ultimately lost in the end analysis. Don't you want to go with the person who's going to take care of your spouse, your mom, your dad, your brother? I don't care what anybody says. I'm going with him. It said not lawful. I said, I don't know what your law's doing, but I know he said take up my bed and walk, and I'm walking today. I'm going to walk even though you say don't walk. He said, he told me to take up my bed in verse 11 and walk. Then they asked him, what man is this? And he said, I don't know. The man said, I wist not, or I knew not who it was. I don't know who he is. But he told me to do this, and I'm doing it. And it worked. Because Jesus had conveyed himself away. What I'm saying to you is that he didn't know who this was. But he knew what he said to him worked, and he did it. And the Bible says, after all this interview and interrogation and the insolence of this man not listening to the spiritual police. Do you know who the spiritual police are today? And in my narrative thus far, it would be the one who said there's no hell. That's your spiritual police in the world. No, it's a real flame. It's a real hell. Revelation 14 makes it clear. No rest, day or night, torment, day and night, forever and ever. Hell's real. When I was a little boy, that scared me enough to say, you know what, I get it. Because I was just a little boy. I didn't have all the sophistication of second-guessing God. Isn't that funny how it is? We get older. Well, I can tell God how it is. No, no. God's Word made it clear that I was a sinner. And as a sinner, I deserved the death penalty. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. When I was a little boy, I got spankings. How many of you got spanked when you were little? That's right. That's right. Y'all are all sitting up a little straighter today because I can see there's some good upbringing. I wanted to just say there's some children today who need some spankings, aren't there? A lot of teachers are bailing. Did you hear about the lady who was a teacher? This is like a week and a half ago. This teacher filed a suit in her school for sexual harassment from the students. What I'm saying to you is, I understood what it meant to have consequence when I misbehaved. If we don't spank our children when they need it and in the proper fashion, what happens is they don't really understand consequence. The Bible tells us, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he won't depart from it. The kids today don't even know which way, literally, is up. They don't know. Okay? And so what I want to say to you is, as a little boy, I was very simply understanding the concept, consequence for behavior. And when it said there's a way out of this dilemma, and it was Christ, I was all in. And I would pray every time. But I didn't know much more than that. But I knew that. I was like this guy. I only knew one thing. So when I got away from the Lord, I knew one thing, and what I knew was that if I asked him, he would forgive me. I knew that much. And can I say to you, if you ask him, he will forgive you. Amen. If you come to him, he won't cast you out. If you call on him, you will be saved. These are truths. These are verses, anchor verses. And we need to know them so well that we can tell somebody else about them as well. I was asking Becky about her nephew who had gotten saved in recent days. I said, is he back yet? And she said, no. I said, did I misunderstand? She said, no, he had to stay because there was some job issue where he had to finish out a little something to get a certain level. And it's all good, but he had just called. She said, by the way, he just called. And you're always worried after 2-3 weeks. Person makes a decision. Are they still, you know, leaning in? Are they still walking? Well, he had a dilemma. He has a friend out in Texas, and his friend needs help spiritually. And he asked if they could spend some time talking to him as well. So he was like, my buddy, I've known him since I was a little kid. And he was walking, telling his friend, the one who told me to rise up, take my bed and walk. He told me I did it. You can too. You can too.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.